Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Well, we've got Mother's Day behind us. The Mile City Bucking Horse Sale is behind us. Lots of summer coming up. School's going to be getting out here pretty soon, if it's not already in your area. So just an invitation to send some of those school stories to us, maybe, or summer stories at kimhburge@gmail.com. We invite you to come visit us here in the Valentine, Nebraska area in Cherry County. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board opens the doors. Go to visitvalentine.com, and you'll find out 50 or more things to do anyway. We could probably come up with more if we thought about it. Merritt Reservoir, they've got the International Dark Skies designation and home of the Nebraska Star Party. So if you're a star observer out there, you might want to check that one out. Visitvalentine.com.
Let's talk the R word, you know, ranching. Grab your hat, because we're diving into Tri-State Livestock News for real ranching insights. Immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Folks, they are the experts, and you need to be getting that information. Go to tsln.com. It's Tri-State Livestock News.
How about this story sent in from C.A. Stewart here a while back to The Good Stuff? It was 1986. Mikhail McCombe was on holiday in Kenya after graduating from college. On a hike through the brush, he came across a young bull elephant standing with one leg raised in the air. The elephant seemed distressed, so McCombe approached it very carefully. He got down on one knee and inspected the elephant's foot and found a large thorn deeply embedded in it. Just ringing a bell to you?
It is. It is really ringing a bell.
As carefully and as gently as he could, McCombe worked the thorn out with his hunting knife. And after the elephant gingerly put down its foot, the elephant turned to face the man and, with a rather stern look in its face, stared right at him. For several tense moments, McCombe stood frozen, thinking of nothing else but being trampled. Eventually, the elephant trumpeted loudly, turned, and walked away. McCombe never forgot that elephant or the events of that day. 20 years later, he was walking through a zoo with his teenage son. As they approached the elephant enclosure, one of the creatures turned, walked over to near where McCombe and his son Tapu were standing. The large bull elephant stared at McCombe and lifted its front foot off the ground and then put it down. The elephant did that several times, then trumpeted loudly, all the whole time it staring at the man. Remembering the encounter in 1986, McCombe couldn't help wondering if this was the same elephant. McCombe summoned up his courage, climbed over the railing, and made his way into the elephant enclosure. He walked right up to the elephant, stared back in wonder. Suddenly, the elephant trumpeted again, wrapped its trunk around one of the man's legs, and swung him wildly back and forth along the railing, killing him. Probably wasn't the same elephant.
I guess not. Well, I think we better start with something a little softer, a little kinder, since you kind of led us astray on that one, I believe. I'm sure most of you have heard this, but I can't resist. An elderly couple walked into a McDonald's and sat down at a table near some young people who were having dinner. The old man approached the counter and placed an order for one meal. He returned, unwrapped the hamburger, carefully cut it in half, and placed one half in front of his wife. Then he gently counted out the fries and split them evenly between them. He placed two straws into the soda and set it between them. The old woman began to eat her half of the burger while the man just watched. From time to time, he took a small sip of the drink, but he never touched the food. People around them started to notice and looked on with quiet sympathy. A young man approached and politely offered to buy them another meal so they wouldn't have to share. The woman smiled and said kindly, "Thank you, but we're used to sharing everything." Still, the man hadn't eaten a bite. He simply watched his wife enjoy her meal. The young man returned and offered again. This time the old man responded, "Thank you, but we really do share everything." The young man paused for a moment, then asked, "But sir, what are you waiting for?" The old man smiled and said, "The teeth."
I knew that was coming. You're grounded.
Yeah, it's an old one, but you know, you can't resist. It's a classic.
Every once in a while, they got to resurface out there.
That's
again,
right.
If you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'd certainly like hearing from our listeners out there. Maybe we can share it one day right here on The Good Stuff.